Picture one person alone in an apartment with a laptop, and this person is doing market research, writing copy, building a landing page, running a CRM, and handling customers all at the same time.
Wait, all at the same time, really? Or like they do one thing a week and pretend to be a company?
No, I'm serious. Today, one person with AI can look like an entire company. And that's what we're talking about today.
Nice. And before anyone asks who this voice talking to Caio is, I'm Marina, the AI host here on Papo de Caio. I'm an artificial intelligence, so technically, I'm already half a company by myself.
Already showing off?
But look, I'm gonna play the annoying skeptic right off the bat. Isn't this just another guy selling a prompt course? Like, where are the real results?
Fair question. And the thesis here isn't AI does everything by itself, you know? That's hype. The thesis is something else. AI gives an individual the scale that only a team used to have.
The scale of a team, but just one person.
Exactly. And look, I'll say it up front. The same tool that multiplies you also fools you. We'll get to that risk later because it matters.
Okay, now I'm curious. But start from the beginning. What actually changed?
So let's go back a few years. To turn an idea into a business, you needed people. A dev to code, a designer, a copywriter, an ads manager, support, finance.
Wow. And each of those is a salary.
It's salary, it's hiring time, it's coordinating, it's meetings. Just to test a simple idea, you'd burn 3 months and a budget a lot of people didn't even have. The good idea died right there for lack of hands.
And today the hands are AI.
Today the bottleneck stopped being building a team. It became something else, having clarity on what to build.
Wait, so everything got easy? What's still hard then?
What's left is the truly hard part, deciding what to do, for whom and why. Execution got cheap, direction didn't.
Give me a concrete example, otherwise it stays abstract.
Okay, think about a solo consultant. First month, all alone. They validate the offer by talking to 10 potential clients, build a landing page in an afternoon, set up a CRM that organizes the leads, and even reply to the first contacts with AI's help, without hiring anyone.
That used to be, I don't know, a whole agency behind it.
It was. But here comes the important shift. The distance between idea and sale shrank a lot. But the distance between creating and sustaining grew.
Hold that thought, because I want to come back to it. But first, there's something I never quite get.
Go for it.
What's the difference between using AI and operating with AI? To me, it sounds like the same thing.
It's not. And this is maybe the most important part of the episode. Using AI is opening ChatGPT, asking for a one-off piece of text, copy, paste, close. Operating with AI is building a system.
A system how?
Agents, routines, automations that talk to each other. One thing triggers the next without you in the middle the whole time. You go from I ask, it answers to this runs while I sleep.
So how do I go from ChatGPT open in a tab to a thing that works on its own? That jump sounds huge to me.
It sounds huge. But it starts small. Think of a simple stack. An agent triages the leads that come in. That lead drops straight into an automation in the CRM. A generator creates the creatives for the campaign. And the human, you, just decides what goes into production.
Ah, so you're not doing it, you're driving.
That's it. The new professional isn't the manual do-it-all who can code, design, and write. It's the orchestrator. They don't master every tool deeply. They know how to steer the tools.
AI doesn't turn everyone into a programmer.
It turns good people into entire teams. That's the line.
That's beautiful. Now let me ruin the party because you promised the risk.
Go ahead and ruin it. It really does matter.
Because it seems like everyone's becoming a solo startup now. Where's the problem?
The problem is the illusion of scale. Look, before, a good idea died for lack of a team. Now it dies for lack of focus and clarity.
What do you mean, lack of focus?
The person stacks 10 tools, automation on top of automation, a product that looks gorgeous in the storefront, on the landing page, in the screenshot, but that can't handle real operation. Real customer volume hits and it falls apart.
An automated house of cards?
Exactly that. And there's the technical insecurity too.
Right. I was going to ask. And when it breaks and the person can't fix it, they built it, but they don't understand what's running.
That's where the limit lives. You can only orchestrate safely up to where you at least minimally understand things. If it broke and you have no idea why, that's not leverage anymore. It's a ticking time bomb.
So creating got cheap.
And maintaining quality became the real edge. Volume without method is just noise. Write that one down too.
Okay, but there's a bright side to this whole story, right? Otherwise, we turn off the mic right now.
There is, and it's the best part. The small player started genuinely competing with the big one.
How does David beat Goliath here?
Speed and personalization. The solo player tests an idea on Monday, tweaks it on Wednesday, and launches on Friday. The big company, in that same time, is still scheduling the meeting to decide whether to even discuss the topic.
Ouch. That hurts because it's true. So big companies are doomed?
No, easy. Human scale still wins in complex operations. In trust, in big things that need a lot of coordinated people. It's not the solo player taking over the world.
So it's more of a rebalancing.
It's a reframe of the future of work. It's not just companies cutting people with AI, which is the story everyone tells. It's also people competing with companies using AI.
Almost nobody talks about that side. Okay. Give me the practical wrap-up because the listener wants to leave here knowing what to do.
So the question changes. It's not how many people work at your company anymore. It's how many capabilities can you operate at the same time?
Capabilities, not headcount.
That's it. And the one-person company isn't loneliness, it's leverage. As long as you have focus and method, otherwise it turns into that house of cards.
And the first step? For someone listening right now? All fired up to stack 10 tools?
Don't stack. Pick just one process. One, turn that one into a real system that works on its own before moving to the next. Depth before quantity.
What a good piece of advice to close on. And look, all of this leaves an image in my head.
Go ahead.
The next big company might not start with a full room and $1 million round. It might start with one person, one clear idea, and a few intelligences working quietly right beside them. And that's it, everyone. Thank you so much for sticking with us this far. There was good stuff today. The barrier to creating fell, but clarity became the game. Using AI is asking for text. Operating with AI is building a system. And volume without method is just noise. If this hit home for you, try it. Pick just one process and turn it into a system this week. Then come back and tell me in the comments, I want to know. A big hug to you.
Thanks, everyone. Focus on one, make it work, then grow. See you next time.